Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 19th, 1829, a meeting of the inhabitants of St. Michael Parish was held at the town hall in Bridgetown. The meeting was called to discuss food shortages on the island due to a prolonged drought. A resolution proposed by William Oxley and seconded by the Honourable William Eversley was adopted unanimously by the meeting. The resolution read as follows. In consequence of the great drought in the island for many months past, it is the opinion of the meeting that there will be great distress throughout the island unless there is immediate importation of food from other places. It is also the opinion of the meeting that should there be rain shortly, yet corn, potatoes, and other necessities of life cannot be produced under 4 months, and that there is not food sufficient in the island to supply the wants of inhabitants for more than half that period. The meeting therefore resolved that a petition should be presented to the governor, praying his honour to permit and encourage the importation of the necessary supplies of flour, bread, potatoes, rice, corn, cornmeal, peas, beans, and grain of every description from the United States of America and other foreign ports. As the drought continued, on June the 5th, the Barbadian newspaper reported that accounts from most parts of the country are still very distressing. The newspaper noted that many of the ponds across the island were dry, and that many of the wells had given out for the first time in living memory. It added that among the various sections of the population, the poor white population are certainly feeling the scarcity of provisions most bitterly. It added, sorrowfully, "Almost every day we have clouds gathering which promise a great blessing, but they no sooner rise but the wind disperses them, and instead of showers of water, we have showers of dust." Fortunately, on June the 9th, the newspaper was able to report some partial relief. "We congratulate the planters, at least in material portions of the island, St. Philip's and Christchurch parishes, on the great blessing of rain which fell yesterday." Finally, almost a month after the meeting held in the town hall on May 19th, had warned of imminent food shortages in the island, the Barbadian newspaper was finally able to report the end of the drought on June the 16th, 1829. The newspaper wrote, "We hope all apprehensions of serious distress from the drought have now subsided. The great blessing of an abundant fall of rain has been mercifully granted to our scorched and thirsty land. At night the rain was accompanied with some severe thunder and lightning. We have had slight showers since, and the clouds still promise more."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.